Ascending with the Arcturians, with your host, Vivian Chauvette. Vivian is an Arcturian hybrid, intergalactic healer, and universal communicator. Join us as we explore an era of quantum consciousness and vibrational shift. Human beings are essence of supreme light, expressed as sentient physical life forms. Our unique soul design contains our blueprint that leads us to light body ascension. We are here to help you evolve beyond this third physical dimension, transcend the past, heal soul wounds, integrate life lessons, and embrace the divine matrix. More than a show, it is an experience that invites you to awaken to the truth of your higher self. Are you ready to return to universal oneness? Ascending with the Arcturians begins now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ascending with the Arcturians. I am your host, Vivian Chauvette. And today on Ascending with the Arcturians, I just felt that I wanted to talk about the etheric plane. I want to talk about Shambhala in particular. It's a beautiful etheric plane where students at a soul level can go and really replenish themselves to be able to learn what it feels like, what it is like to ascend into universal consciousness. I also came across a book that's talking about the golden codes, Shambhala golden codes. And in this time of great acceleration, when we feel there is so much polarization, I know that many, many of you have been feeling a lot of ascension symptoms, whether it's physical, emotional, a lot of purging. People are needed to get a sense of directions, guidance, to know where this is going, what's my purpose, where is my my ability to be more of service. So I wanted to bring that energy to a higher level. And speaking about the etheric planes, what are they and how can we connect to that? I would like to talk about some of the masters that I'm really close to, including Master Sanat Kumara, that many of you already know or have heard of. And just to bring that beautiful heart energy to help to suit the soul and the heart. And especially right now, we'll do also a cleansing technique. We're also going to just allow vibrationally to attune ourselves with each other. So stay with us as you're going to be experiencing a deeper connection at the heart, being able to opening your internal energetic line of communications to receive more divine essence. Right now, it's very important. So I am thrilled to say that I am also directly here in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, where my husband and I are speakers at this amazing conference on the Phoenix Rising 5D. So we're here in my little studio right now, but in a moment, we're going to be at the conference all weekend, Friday 23rd, Saturday the 24th, and Sunday the 25th of July. So if you are in Sedona area, come join us at Unity Church of Sedona. This is where the conference is. So it is so beautiful to commune in the vortexes here in Sedona, especially Bell Rock, which is one of my, I would say, the one that resonates the most with me. Obviously, being an Arcturian hybrid, my people, my star group really use Bell Rock as a dimensional portal. And so there's always been a lot of activity around Bell Rock, and many people feel also a deeper connection. So I want to bring that energy with you throughout the show today to feel the energy of Sedona in Arizona. Sedona is a beautiful planetary vortex for the sacred feminine. And so we also here to anchor and heal this very sacred planetary vortex to the great feminine. And then next month in August, when we are in Mount Shasta, we also going to do the same thing to the grids and helping to heal the planetary vortex of the sacred divine masculine energy. So you see what we're doing? We are tuning the earth grids and the planetary grids to those really powerful vortexes of energy to the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine. So definitely feel the energy of Sedona as we spend this amazing hour together. Take a deep breath, release. I'd like to introduce you to our beloved master, Sanat Kumara. He's a master who many years ago come to me physically, so to speak, appeared to me in my home. I remember that day I was in my little healing office and I was responding to clients. I was getting ready for doing healing energy, and something caught my attention in my peripheral. And I look and I see this beautiful master walking towards me, really emanating so much love, so much light. He had white hair. This is how he chose to come. Beautiful white hair, pure white. And the first thing I received was a heart transmission and an holographic transmission to thought form, telling me that he introduced himself as Sanat Kumara. And I can feel how much my heart center was very active. It completely opened that up. It was like being in the presence of an old friend who came back to rekindle with me. And vibrationally, I can tell that he was there to help me shift at a time. I was going to another powerful spiritual metamorphosis. I was gearing up frequency-wise and vibrationally-wise. And he came to also help me to support in the changes. I was going through a lot of change in my life at the time, completely new cycle, and he came to support me. So we know that Sanat Kumara is also really, really well known by my interstellar group, by the Arcturians. We know that he is millions of years old. He's very ancient. So we have a profound honor and gratitude and love for Master Sanat Kumara. He's known as the leader, if you want. He's the one who is at the top of the hierarchy for Venus and all the Venusian. He knows that he's very much like a guardian, if you want. And one other thing I love about this master is his dedication, his absolutely passionate dedication to preserve life, to help everyone on this earth. In fact, a long, long, long time ago when he came to the planet, he came to the earth to keep the flame of life. The flame of life is referred to as the threefold flame that is within everyone's heart, every conscious being's heart. And when we return to connect to the threefold flame of our hearts, we really commune with the sacred divine energy, the essence of who we are. We're also honoring this beautiful master, Master Kumara. So he is in charge of a fabulous etheric retreat known as Shambhala. It is believed to be an extension of his higher body of light. So when you commune and journey in higher consciousness and your light body consciousness to Shambhala, you're in a presence of pure love. You are in the presence of the love and the light, the ancient wisdom of this master. And he constantly anchoring ray of light from his heart to everyone's heart on the planet, including Gaia's heart herself, her heart chakra. So the amount of love frequency that we are receiving is just phenomenal. So I'm really inviting you today, especially on this show, in the energy of Sedona, to allow your heart to heal, to release and purge itself from any known and unknown emotional trauma layers, what seems to burden your heart, what seems to keep heaviness, allowing the return of bliss, joy, the connections to your light, the connections to all there is, to feel the sacredness of your life in honoring your heart, and especially with the threefold flame. So we'll definitely do a breathing exercise through the heart center to your threefold flame. This is something that we're going to be doing together. But just to touch up pretty quickly around the etheric planes, what are they? They are known as interface between the third and the fourth dimension. They vibrate at a much higher frequency. This is why it is so important to keep your frequency at a higher level. And that's also honoring your space. What is it that you're going through right now? What is it that you are maybe absorbing as an empath from the collective, from your family, your friends around you? Maybe what you hear, news, what we also witnessing as changes. So allow your space. And the more you allow yourself to rise in your higher frequency, well, when you connect with the etheric plane, they're really in higher octaves, higher spheres of existence. So we know that they are a reminder that we are divine. And this is something that is very important to hold in our space, reminding yourself, I am divine. I am an internal being of light. And especially with the concept of universal brotherhood and sisterhood, allowing to permeate our soul with divine qualities of unconditional love, ancient wisdom, genuine compassion is a virtue. We talked about that on other show, the 12 virtues of ascension, compassion being one of them. Higher truth, what is your truth? What is it that you're listening to? What variation or degree of truth are you allowing in your space, which becomes part of you, which becomes part of your thoughts, your core values, and influence yourself? So we'll take a short break already. So when we come back, we're going to do a beautiful, deep cleansing breathing technique to the threefold flame of your heart. And we move forward more in terms of exploring the realm of the etheric planes. We're here in that energy directly from Sedona. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're back in that jazz mood, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny? So, oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some baked something now. I'm telling you.
Get in the groove with Dr. Pat and her guests on Transformation Talk Radio. It's always something new around here. Visit thedrpatshow.com.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we're back on Ascending with the Octurians. Before the break, we were talking about the Master Sanat Kumara and also the threefold flame of your heart and how important it is to really allow yourself to cleanse, clear, and resolve all emotional patterns, whether it's unresolved soul patterns, and be able to be clearing your space. The stronger your heart is, the stronger your connection to all there is. It's the portal, the gateway that really manifests your soul blueprint, your soul design. Remember that you're here by design. And after time, that design is right at your fingertips. It's right inside of you. But sometimes we are so overburdened, whether it's emotionally, physically, mentally, or even spiritually, that we get a little bit, fragmented, like distracted, spread out thin. So it's an invitation to come in into wholeness and oneness into your heart. So let's do this something right away before we move on with the etheric plane and we learn more about them. And then we're going to be also talking about the golden codes and how vibrationally they can help you. So let's do a threefold flame breathing technique. So all you have to do, make yourself comfortable when you're sitting down, feet on the ground as much as possible. And if you would please go ahead and close your eyes. Perfect. Let's take just a few deep breaths. Just to allow body, mind, and spirit to come in full alignment. Feel that you are present here with us in the now, in this very sacred quantum space, this dimensional space where we are moving beyond the third dimensional linear time. We are expanding into universal consciousness. So allow yourself to breathe consciously deeper and slower, receiving all the love and the light that we are transmitting to the collective of our voices joined as one. And now see and feel that you are redirecting your breath to the gateway of your heart. With each inhale and exhale, just breathe in love and exhaling pure light. Beautiful. Just keep breathing to your heart with a clear intention to allow love frequency to permeate every cell, gland, organs, and function of your physical form, expanding into your aura, also cleansing the seven layers of the subtle body of light. Just feel that you are expanding in light, light and consciousness. It's a complete recalibration. A beautiful, gentle cleansing to restore higher mental clarity, clearing also your higher discernment, allowing yourself to simply return into your light, into the certainty of your light. This is your point of manifestation. And now see, feel, or sense the threefold flame within your heart, this internal spark of divine light. Feeling also the crystalline pink light, or the crystalline pink flame of the sacred divine feminine, and the blue sapphire flame of the sacred divine masculine. So feel also the balance within you, on your left side of your body to the sacred divine feminine, and on the right side of your body to the divine and masculine energy. Let everything flow with divine grace and divine ease. Beautiful. And now see and feel the golden flame of enlightenment and illumination. Opening also your solar plexus, your core light, your center of empowerment. See, feel, or imagine the merging of the three flames together, perfectly balanced and harmonized within your heart center. Connecting you to your God spark, your true self, healing yourself, healing your body, healing your solo bodies of light, and also healing all aspects of your life. Clearing and opening the pathway in front of you, revealing clearly more and more the next steps, the next step of you, of your service, of your life path, of your sacred soul design. Beautiful. Just feel this natural restoration within you, peacefully, in complete harmony. And invoke also your mighty I Am presence. I am pure love. I am pure light. I am the presence of Supreme Source. And I am balanced within myself. Beautiful. And let's take a deep breath through your heart. Breathe in and release. Perfect. You're now welcome to open your eyes and return to your sacred space. Feel how much cleansing and purification went through. Wow, from mine, it was my throat chakra. There was so much energy coming out of my throat. I can feel a vortex of pure energy open that up. I am very grateful for this energy flowing. I hope it serves you well as well. So your threefold flame really connects you also to your God spark. And it's the return of reclaiming your sovereignty as a divine essence of light. And so that also ties up us to the etheric realm. The etheric realm, think of them as especially these beautiful spiritual and energetic interface that allows you to connect to multitude of etheric retreats. And these retreats are like cities, if you want, or realms that you can visit, and light body consciousness and Shambhala is one of them. Shambhala is really a beautiful higher spiritual dimension where we are invited to go there and commune with Supreme Source, Prime Creator, really communing with your inner divine spark, reflecting on your journey in the presence of masters and also the presence of beings of light. It's a place of infinite light, infinite wisdom, infinite love, where great spiritual teachers and masters have come to fulfill their level of higher initiation in order to attain enlightenment and ascension. And what is ascension? It's also simply our return to being full union with Prime Creator. We're going home. We're returning with that sense, that state of pure communion and oneness, where there's no longer any veil of illusions, such as separation, anxiety, feeling trapped into a false matrix reality and so forth. We are transcending all of this. We are moving in a space of greater wisdom, where we are receiving also there all of the lessons learned, whether it's in this lifetime or all other previous incarnation throughout different timelines. It's really where we come together in a space of greater love, compassion, and also understanding of who we are, spiritual upliftment, enlightenment, and who we are. So traveling to Shambhala, it's a place, it's a retreat of exquisite beauty, grace. So we invite you to really simply ask to your mighty I Am presence that by the power of who I am and the power of my higher self, I wish to travel to the retreat of Shambhala to heal my soul, to commune, to understand, to release in my conscious mind all of the knowledge, the memories, the wisdom that I need to retrieve in order to complete my life path and also achieve higher potential and achieve a higher level of myself. So you can ask the master to take you there at any time. We'll take a very quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the golden codes of Shambhala and where to find them. And we're going to also give you a sample of transmission of those codes. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com. Are you living life, or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClade generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on the Shift Podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info.
And we're back on Ascending with the Arcturians. And before the break, we went into a very deep cleansing, three-fold flame breathing technique. Even myself went through a throat chakra transformation. So I'm inviting you to really go back to that, the three-fold flame breathing technique, which just did together. I know it's going to serve you very well. So moving forward, I'm excited to talk about the Golden Codes of Shambhala. These codes were from a wonderful book I came across called The Golden Codes of Shambhala by Giorgio Milonas. And I'm going to make sure that the name is provided during the show. And what are they? Is those codes are keys of energy healing, cleansing, empowerment, and also transformation. So they're very associated with the sacred retreat of Shambhala. And we're going to give you a transmission of those codes. I want to honor the author of the book, The Golden Codes of Shambhala. They're really powerful codes that comes with the name of the retreat and are read digit by digit to allow the full vibrational experience to them. So let's go into that transmission. I want to give you a sample of what it feels like to receive those sacred golden codes. And I did a meditation just recently about called Soul Family Meditation. And we went to Shambhala as a group, and it was an aspect of transmission of those codes. So you can go back to my YouTube channel, and even the meditation will be posted there. It's completely free. So just to give you an example, that every month we do meditation, and that's one of them that includes the etheric retreat of Shambhala. So let's dive into the codes. What I would recommend is that you are really opening yourself, body, mind, and spirit, to receive the vibrational energy, the keys of what they're meant to be, to really support your empowerment, to open yourself up to greater flow of connections, and also aligning your internal gateways of light. So you can have your eyes open if you want. If you keep your eyes open, I would recommend that you have a gentle gaze to really receive, but I would really prefer that you have your eyes close to fully receive the energy and the vibration of those golden codes. All right, let's get you in position, relax, and then we begin. So the first code is Shambhala 8801. Shambhala 8801. It is complete rejuvenation. Just breathe into the code. Complete rejuvenation. Let it flow. Beautiful. The next goal is Shambhala 0011. Shambhala 0011. That's to heal the past. Letting go, heal the past. Beautiful. Heal those codes vibrating in your being like an ancient language that speaks to your soul, and allow your physical body to receive the vibrational transmission of those keys, and let the intelligence of your body redirect the flow of those codes to exactly where you need them the most. So just keep breathing deeply and slowly. The next code is Shambhala 111211. Shambhala 111211. This is holographic and quantum healing and clearing. Beautiful holographic and quantum healing and clearing. And now my Arcturian interstellar group join us on this holographic and quantum healing as they adding to the codes their beautiful royal blue frequencies to enhance that holographic and quantum healing, going deep into your being, into your body, into every aspect of your expression, healing your life, healing the past, opening yourself to the present and the future, really embracing all of the many blessings and opportunities coming your way. Beautiful. And the next code is Shambhala 111144. Shambhala 111144, which is complete relaxation. Let it flow. Feel this altered state of relaxation. Beautiful. The next code is Shambhala 7808. Shambhala 7808. Angels of love, peace, and joy. Angels of love, peace, and joy. Opening ourselves to receiving more assistance from the angelic realm, including your angelic guardians of light. And they always remind you lovingly to call upon them more often, especially in the times of great changes on your planet and in your life. Just let yourself be open to receive the full gifts, the keys of those beautiful golden codes. And I will do one more. Shambhala 5555. Shambhala 5555. Optimal communication. Opening oneself to optimal communication through your throat chakra, the front and the back of your throat, allowing any wounds regarding of your full self-expression to be fully released, cleansed, purged, and completed. Opening yourself to also receiving new form of communication, whether it's through interstellar groups, angelic beings, light language, ancient languages, and so forth. Beautiful. Let everything flow. Perfect. And you can open your eyes now and just feel a difference as receiving those keys of light and those golden codes. So we wanted to share them with you as a gift. We want to share them with you as a way to anchor yourself into a higher level of reality. Really match yourself in terms of feeling that you are part of a much, much larger, wow, what is a redundancy here, but a very important divine design. And those codes just simply bring a very vibrational layer on a vibrational state and vibrational experience into your being. So there are many more codes, but the invitation today is to allow yourself to receive them. And already to feel that you are accepting to have other experiences that are beyond the narratives, beyond what we have been so extensively going through right now. Remember that you are very powerful, and the power of your thoughts, the power of your vibration, the power of the energy that fuels any desires is extreme. And we're here to assist you, reminding yourself of this power. You have this raw power within you. So we're here to really help you to activate yourself, to really expand to another version, who you really are. Have you asked yourself that lately? Who am I really? What am I capable of achieving in this life? You know, life is like your canvas. Life wants to co-create with you. And I know we understand right now that it might feel a little bit more limiting, feel a little bit more contracting. I can assure you that that contraction is going to subside as we are moving into another yet acceleration on the planet. We see that especially in the fall coming up. So in the meantime, let's just let those golden codes be a part of you. We'll take one more short break. And when we come back, we have a few announcements to make. And we'll do also a transmission of light directly from Sedona, right in the vortex near Bellrock, all the energy of Sedona, and also activating already the planetary sacred feminine vortex of the earth. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What did you say?
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
And we're back on Ascending with the Arcturians. Right before the break, with this beautiful transmission of the golden code of Shambhala based on a book that called The Golden Codes of Shambhala by Guillaume Giorgio Milonas. Just so you know the reference of the book. So right now we would like to do a beautiful vortex, Sedona Energy Vortex transmission. We're here to help to also anchor the seven rays of ascension, helping also the earth to adjust herself as she's moving into the birthing process of a new version of herself and a new earth. So we would like to share with you the beautiful energy of Sedona, especially as, you know, throughout this conference, the Phoenix Rising 5D that we're in, that we are speaking at over the weekend. So let's do that. Let's do this transmission. And we'll also bring in the rays of ascension, opening the portal of the great feminine to Sedona, and also uplifting all life and consciousness here. So let's go into our sacred space very quickly, just to connect. Feel your breath flowing. Today, it's really more about cleansing ourselves, balancing ourselves, being grounded into a higher reality, and being grounded into a higher light. Just feel your flow. Feel that it is natural to return into your sacred space. You still feel your threefold flame into your heart. Feeling also the golden codes of Shambhala. Still integrating into your being and your solo body of light. And now we invite you to feel the energy, the beautiful planetary vortex of the great feminine, right from Sedona, Arizona. Opening your heart, your being, your body, for receiving the energy of this powerful planetary vortex, to balance the sacred feminine within ourselves, in this world, the return of the reverence for all life. We feel that we are guardians of this earth. We are guardians of the light. Just to feel this calling within you, inviting you to make other conscious choices, how you live in harmony with all the earth's resources, your interactions with nature, with the animals, your connections also with other life forms, other human beings, your connections with the sacredness of the earth grids and Maya's heart. So we ask also our brothers and sisters from the interstellar groups, whether it's our group, the Arcturians, the Andromedan, the High Council of the Sirians, the High Council of the Pleiadians, bring also the Lyrans, to bring also the energy of Alpha Centauri and other groups, other enlightened groups who wish to bring and join their light with us in this powerful activations of the vortex, the planetary vortex, right here in Sedona, in connections to the sacred feminine. Feel this activation moving into your internal grids of light, balancing also all of the functions and system of your physical form, opening the bioenergetic field of your body, moving into your aura, cleansing and balancing your golden web of light. We also invoke the seven rays, the beautiful seven rays of ascension, bringing in also the willpower and the energy of the divine masculine to balance with the sacred feminine, bringing sacred intelligence, beauty, peace, prosperity, powerful transmutation into higher octaves of light, to bring also the full union back with and to Prime Creator, calling unto the solar rays of light, to bring higher clarity, renewal, and complete rejuvenation on the planet, throughout the globe. It is time to ascend to a new era of complete golden age, as it was once back in Atlantis. We are aligning ourselves with higher dimensional realities onto this earth, as we are also in alignment to opening channels of communication to the higher realms. And we also invoking universal presence of life in your heart, in your life, and on this earth and throughout the universe. So let's take a deep breath and release. You're welcome to open your eyes. What a beautiful, gentle, and powerful transmission. It will continue to integrate with you. I'd like to make a few announcements. We are thrilled to announce our next upcoming Arcturian Holographic Healing Group event. Every month, we are offering group healing so that many can join and work with directly with my interstellar group and myself. So our next Arcturian Holographic Healing Group event will be done on Saturday, July 31st. At 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We invite you to check the time zone converter to see what is the time in your time zone. And the registration link will be posted right here on Transformation Talk Radio. We are also going to be in Manchester next month, August 26th to the 29th, for this beautiful Manchester Summer Conference and the Hierarchy of Light, a gathering of light. There will be many, many speakers, many people coming from all over, and especially also many people coming from all dimensions are going to join us. It's really a reunion of the light. So the link is also going to be provided here to register. There's still a few tickets left, so make sure that you are reserving your spot and join us. And it's really powerful communion. We're going to be doing an activation of the sacred planetary divine masculine vortex right here, there in Manchester, and make the connections to the two planetary points on the grids on the planet to unite the feminine and the masculine together. And we're going to do a lot more. So it's going to be incredible. So we look forward to seeing you next time here on Transformation Talk Radio. We invite you to join also our Arcturian Holographic Group Healing event coming up on July 31st. Conference coming up. There's so much movement. It's always a joy and a privilege to be of service. We are here to walk with you through this path, on this path to ascension. Remember that you are the ones who receive the call for assistance and you answer the call. You're the chosen ones. You're the master within yourself. So it is time to rise to the occasion and start to live, breathe, co-create as masters of light. We will see you next time on Transformation Talk Radio. So much love.
Thank you for listening to Ascending with the Arcturians with your host, Vivian Chouvette. It has been our pleasure being your host and interstellar guide. We invite you to embrace your uniqueness and authentic self. For more information on our healing services and to connect with Vivian, please visit our website, infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That's infinitehealingfromthestars.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.